Well, welcome to Season 8, Episode 2. I'm Hunter Logan, and this is Hunter Logan Unmiked. And I'm calling this one, Finally the Release. Yeah. I'm going to release the single October 5th. Now, this should be airing before October 5th, hopefully. But in De Quincy, Louisiana, October 5th, I'm going to be doing a concert with Jackson Heights and Nathan Areno. And there may be one or two more added to that. I don't know. But I will be doing that show. And I will be debuting the new single from the new album that night or that afternoon. I don't know the start time yet. When I do get it, though, I'll post it all on my social media site and the calendar on the website, thehunterlogan.com. Now, as you remember in the last episode, I said, you know, God's timing, where we were stopped from releasing it when I had planned. And that's what happened. But I believe the timing is here now. And we don't have the whole CD done, but we do have a single that is ready to go. And that is the one we're going to release. It's called He's Coming Back. Because he is coming back. And I want to tell people, he is coming back. He's coming back again. And he's going to split the eastern sky. We won't know when, but he's going to do it. So you better be ready. Better be ready to go. That's why I'm always looking up. I'm ready to go. Now, the last few episodes, you heard me dealing with not being good enough. Wondering if, you know, because my wife doesn't ever say anything about my music. Kids hardly ever, they don't say anything. Nobody, this, that, whatever. Well, even if I ain't good enough, I'm God enough. You hear what I'm saying? Even if it's not good enough, it's God enough. Because God's the one who's given it to me. And that's good enough for me. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter if it gets played on this radio station, that radio station. Doesn't matter where. As long as I can get it out somewhere and someone can be touched by it, it's good enough. Even if it's only one single soul that says, hey, you know what? I like your song. Or I like that song. That really touched me. That's good enough. Fine with me. If I get a chance to do it live every once in a while, I'm good with that. I really am. I'm not worried about being played on all the radio stations. I'm not worried about being in a chart. I'm not worried about being on the big stages or anything. Now, I never was one to want to be on the Grand Ole Opry. That never was a dream of mine. Never, ever. Now, there is one thing I would love to do. This would be a bucket list thing. I doubt if it'll ever happen. I would love to be able to play a songwriter night at the Bluebird Cafe. That would be one thing that I would really, really love to do. I mean, that would be like the pinnacle for me for here. Being able to do the Bluebird, that would be way, way up there. That would be like the pinnacle. That would be the top thing that I could do musically. Like I said, that being on the Opry is not a thing. Never was. But boy, to be able to play at the Bluebird Cafe, oh man, that would do it for me. That would be like some folks are, you know, the Opry is the thing to stand on that stage. No, that would be my Opry moment, the Bluebird Cafe. That would just be, to say I did that, that would be, be it. But even if I never do, it's no biggie. That's just a just a thing. The main thing is souls. The goal is souls. Whether that's through the radio, whether that's through the music, whether that's through leading a song service, or whether that's through preaching a little bit, which I ain't so sure. I ain't got to do some of that too. I got a toolbox, and it's got some tools in it. And it all just depends on what job I'm getting ready to do. For a while, at my house, I was doing some carpentry things. I was enjoying that. Knocking out the room, making a bigger sewing room for my wife, making the walk-in closet. These are all things I had never done. Even got into a little bit of plumbing stuff. I learned how to do that. Thinking about making some stuff outside, adding on. I mean, just, I got some stuff to do in the old master bedroom I need to fix. I'm going to start on that. But I got the tools to do that, and I can do it. I just hadn't been able to get to it yet. One of my plans is to get to that in the coming weeks, is to be able to start on that. I started pulling up some of the carpet already since the bed's out of there. So I pulled up some just to see how hard it would be, and then it's not going to be hard at all. So probably one day when it's raining or when I got the yard caught up and it's good and I got some time, I'll yank that carpet out, and then we'll figure out what to do from there. I probably want to maybe make a few changes in there or something. I don't know. We'll figure out. But I can do that, and I have the tools to do that. Just like I have the tools to do a show or still do the radio, go live and do the radio somewhere. Or if I have to preach a message, I can do that too. I haven't been necessarily called to do that yet, but you never know. Might. So with this release, which is what we're going to do next, so I think I'm doing this right. I'm getting some help with it. I'm going to start a month ahead of time or more. Now, this is really, I'm sharing this with you, but I got to get some new promo pics done. So I have started a diet. Lord. I have started a diet, and I have a target weight in mind that I need to get down to. There's some clothes I got that I want to use for the promo pics. So today is the 24th of July. And this is the day that I started. So I'm recording this on the 24th of July. You won't hear this for a couple of weeks, but I have until, I'm giving myself till the end of September. And then I'm going to take the pics. Because they're digital, it won't take long to do, to put the EPK kit together and all that stuff. But I need to do that. And then I got to find colors and got to find what we're going to do for the single, for the cover of the single to push and promote. And that's what we're going to do. I'm going to do that. I got the colors picked out. I want to use teal and black. Black background with teal lettering or teal whatever. So I'm having to figure out now what I can use for a photo or for, it's not going to be a photo of me. It's going to be, you know, something. He's coming back. So I got to think of some kind of photo or some kind of scene for He's Coming Back. I hadn't got there yet, so I'm working on that. But once I get that, of course, we'll start tweeting that out and we'll start sharing that on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, on the website, and a little, of course, with a little clip of it too, just so people can hear it. And then that single will drop on the 4th of October, first Friday in October. And it'll be in all musical outlets. You can download it and, of course, get it from the website as well. And that will be the first single from the album entitled On My Way. So, telling you the album cover as well, or I'm telling you the title of the album is going to be called On My Way. And it looks like there's a possibility, instead of 10 songs, there's a possibility of maybe 12 songs being on there, or at the very least 11 is a bonus cut. So we'll see. We might end up with more. Who knows? It's liable to change. But as of now, the album's going to be called On My Way. The first single is called He's Coming Back. So that is going to be the release. And that's going to be on October the 4th. Of course, leading up to that, we're going to be doing as much social media and as much getting it out there as we can. I don't even know if that sounded correctly in what way I said it. And we'll be pushing it as much as we can on social media outlets and by word of mouth too. Sometimes word of mouth works really well. So we'll be using the musical tool out of the toolbox. Now, I don't expect it to be on any radio stations, mostly. It'll be on HLE radio. It might make it to a specialty show one or two, but the few radio stations that play Christian country, you probably won't hear it on there. Just let you know ahead of time. I get boycotted for whatever reason, and that's okay. Like I said, as long as somebody hears it and gets blessed by it, that's all we can ask for. That's all God expects. The way I look at it, I'll just put it out there and God will distribute it and it'll get to where it needs to get. I'll do the best I can with what I got. So again, I can use your help with social media. I really need your help in getting that going. And it would be a huge help if you could help me. My YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it is at The Hunter Logan. It's TheHunterLogan.com. Or every social media, that's the website, but everything is The Hunter Logan. The Hunter Logan. That is everything. It doesn't matter if it's Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. It's all The Hunter Logan. If you can help me build that up, I appreciate it. I know this was a short one here, and I'm going to leave it right there. Check out HLE Radio in the mornings, too. Man, it's a free app. You can download it. Hear me live from 7 to 9 a.m. And there's a replay from 5 p.m., 7 p.m. in the evenings. And as always, I love you. I appreciate you. And God bless you. And I'll catch you on the next one.